Today's program has been brought to you by GreatBrewers.com, a social media marketing platform dedicated to promoting the world's great brewers and the beers they create. For more information, visit GreatBrewers.com.
I'm Mike Colomeco from Food Talk. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hey, welcome to Beer Sessions Radio on the Heritage Radio Network. It's July 29th, 2014, and we've got a lot going on in New York. I'm Jimmy Carboni from Jimmy's Number 43 and the Good Beer Seal, and thanks to our sponsor, GreatBrewers.com, a comprehensive website aimed at bringing the beer community together. So it's Tuesday, July 29th, 2014. We've been celebrating July Good Beer Month in New York. Mayor de Blasio gave us a proclamation last week. We went to Queens, because now the city's all about the five boroughs, there's breweries in five boroughs, and we were at Crescent and Vine in Queens and had a great time. And we're talking about the new Good Beer Seal Awards, which is given every year to the deserving craft beer-focused establishments in the city that have been open for longer than a year, and they're small, independently owned, craft beer-focused. And we're going to spill the beans a little bit. Zach Mack from ABC Beer is here in the house. He's going to be receiving the Good Beer Seal on Thursday.
Yeah, really.
How are you?
I'm great now, especially found out the other day.
Really great place. So what are the things that make your ABC Beer Company worthy of the Good Beer Seal?
We're a couple years old now, and like you said, we started out with an idea to bring good beer to, you know, Alphabet City and the East Village, and we maintain a focus on that now, especially doing a lot of the local stuff, representing the five boroughs as often as we possibly can, and, you know, making sure the staff is educated and that everyone who walks in the front door has a great time.
All right. Congratulations, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Thursday at Edibles Good Beer event at 82 Mercer. I think there's still tickets. We're going to do a special ceremony with 8 new beer bars that will be inducted, and we'll have a lot more information coming up. Another thing that's been going on in July, which has really overlapped with our July Good Beer Month, is this great new thing, the Sierra Nevada's Beer Camp across America. And we've got Jan from Jan Apanich. She's the area representative for Sierra Nevada. How are you, Jan?
What's up, Jimmy?
So what did you bring us? There's 12 different beers made by 12 different breweries at Sierra Nevada.
All made with love. This 12-pack right here. There's actually 10 bottles and 2 cans in this 12-pack. Oscar Blues and Cigar City, known for their canning, wanted to stick with that. So we had to hand package every single 12-pack that's out there.
That's awesome. Yeah, and we know that right now there's a train coming to New York City that we'll be talking to some of those brewers who are part of this. We've got Ken and Brian Grossman, Joey Redner from Cigar City, and a bunch of other brewers who we're going to talk to on the phone in the second segment. All right, so let's start tasting some of these Beer Camp Across America beers, because that's what the whole show's about.
Yes.
So we'll taste one. And we also got Robert Sherrill, who's an award-winning home brewer, who'll talk about a special upcoming event, too, for August. So what's that event, the Pro-Am event?
It's the New York Pro-Am Brew Pit. It's an event that I'm partnering with Bitter and Esters to do. We've paired 5 home brewers with 5 local professional brewers. Our professional brewers are Finback, Flagship, Single Cut Beersmiths, Six Point, and Yonkers Brewing Company. And they've all gotten a one-on-one tour with the brewery, with the brewer. In some cases, they've actually, you know, tagged along on a brew day. And then they were challenged to create a beer that was inspired by that brewery and by that meeting. And they're going to serve it alongside the brewer at an event on August 9th at Covenhoven in Brooklyn.
Great. That's one of the great new beer bars out in Crown Heights, right, in Brooklyn.
It's my local.
Yep. They're not eligible for Good Beer Seal yet because they haven't been open for longer than a year, but hopefully we'll
love Covenhoven.
See them next year. All right. So here we are. We've got the table set and got another guest, too, related to the Sierra Nevada Beer Camp across America.
Hey, what's up? Yvonne Pasquarello.
Oscar Blues, right?
No, actually.
Oh, no
well,
more.
Formerly Oscar Blues. Now I work for Bell's. I'm the jack of all trades, master of none for New York City.
My mind's just slipping. I remember you for Oscar Blues.
Yeah, long time.
And so what did Bell's make with the Sierra Nevada Beer Camp?
We actually kind of I'm really a big fan of what John Mallett and the guys over at Sierra Nevada did for this beer. It's kind of flipped the script on the rest of the stuff that's in there. It's a it's an Imperial Dark Ale called Maillard's Odyssey, and it's sort of an ode to this obscure flavor chemist named Maillard, and it's basically a very rich, sort of toasty, very dark beer, and it's and was made really for the rigors of cross country travel and can be aged. So it's kind of funny when my first beer camp event that we did, it was all these beautiful pale ales and IPAs and stuff, and then I really didn't know what to expect, and it was 100 degree day, and it's not a lot of, and I got a beautiful Imperial Dark Ale for my first beer.
So 8.5%.
Yeah, right. 8.5%, super refreshing on a hot July day, but it's definitely, you know, one of the cooler things that I've done since in my time at Bell's is kind of do this. So, yeah.
All right, you've won. And Jan, we know a little bit about the background on Beer Camp Across America because you were on a few weeks ago with Ed Barostecki from Mug's Ale House. But what's the final leg? So there's a train coming to New York.
They
with
just finished
a bunch
up
of brewers.
Yep. So they're on a 7-city tour right now. Each city they're stopping at, they're doing a mini beer festival. They just finished one up in Chicago this past weekend, and they're all coming into town tonight. They arrive around 7 o'clock, and we're doing this big beer dinner tomorrow at DBGB with all the collaborative brewers in attendance. Tickets are still available for that. If anybody's interested, SierraNevada.com. I'm sorry, SierraNevada.TicketLeap.com. Those guys will be in town. And then from there...
So wait, for the dinner tomorrow night, DBGB, there's still tickets, right?
As far as I know, yes.
Maybe a few. And what? How many beers are going to be served? All 12?
All 12.
All 12
will be
for the dinner.
On draft, yep. And the DBGB team paired each one specifically with a food item on their menu.
Wow, talk about a way to celebrate July Good Beer Month.
Oh,
you guys
yeah.
are awesome. Bring it to New York City.
Beer and sausages.
And then what, you guys are going up to Maine too?
Yep, so the day after, we're all driving up to Maine. Everybody's going to hop on the beer camp bus. We're going to Portland, Maine, where we're going to have one of those beer festivals on Friday, and Saturday we're getting on the bus again, headed down to Philly for another beer camp festival, and then the grand finale on Sunday, we're driving down to North Carolina, and coincidentally it's also going to be the grand opening of our new brewery in Mills River, North Carolina.
That's awesome.
North Kakalaki.
Zach, you know, we've got a special offer too. So Sierra Nevada has donated 4 tickets if you want to be in Philly on this Saturday, August 2nd. I say we'll do 2 sets of 2s. So 2 people can win 2 tickets. You can participate at the Beer Camp Across America party in Philadelphia at the Penn Treaty Park. That's like a big festival space.
Yes, yes.
So we got 2 sets of 2 tickets. Maggie's ready. I would tweet her at @beer_sessions, and I would say an easy question: who is the founder of Sierra Nevada? And the first 2 people to tweet that to @beer_sessions. We'll each win 2 tickets to the Beer Camp Across America party. It's at Saturday in Philly. If you're going to be in Philly, that's the place. So @beer_session, who is the founder of Sierra Nevada?
Can I tweet that? I kind of I'm just going to
You can win if you want. But you got to tweet Maggie. And props to Maggie. She yesterday there was a really special cider tour. And leading up to Cider Week New York, which will be this fall, the Glenwood and the Cider Week organizers put together an awesome tour. They left New York City. They went up to Warwick, which is Dock Cider. They visited Soon Farm, Orchard Hill. They went to our favorite guy, Andy Brennan's Aaron Burr winery, cidery. It's called The Cidery at The Cidery. And they ended up with a dinner at Glenwood. If you like cider, Maggie did take some photos, and she's going to tweet them as well. So keep checking out @beer_sessions, and we're going to talk more about the cider stuff coming up too in the next few weeks. So cheers, everybody. Let's make a toast. Jan, what was
cheers,
the first
guys.
Beer? We've got a lot of things to cover, and I think we
how about that Chico
them.
King? So this is our collaboration with Three Floyds that we're drinking. It's a pale ale. The name Chico King, obviously a combination of the Alpha King and homage to Sierra Nevada and Chico. It's a pale ale brewed with Mosaic, Eldorado, Calypso, and I think a bunch of other hops too that's not listed here.
So, Zach and Robert, you know, you guys taste a lot of beers. What do you think of these collaborations? Because collaborations are interesting, and they're not really like the typical beer that Sierra Nevada puts out.
No, I mean, well, this is why it's so exciting. I feel like you're getting a lot of talent mashed together, come up with some really unique styles that you wouldn't see otherwise. So, I mean, this is great. I mean, like you said, this isn't something you typically see Sierra Nevada put out like this, but it's just, I'm drinking this for the first time. I'm virginal here with this beer camp stuff. You guys have been drinking it all week, but this is the first one in, and I really like it. It's really well balanced and well done.
Yeah, I love collaboration beers. They're they bring out the best in both brewers. You know, whatever that collaboration is, they learn from each other, and that's something that our event is hoping to do with the homebrew scene.
Right, so it's the three Floyds made this with Sierra Nevada. It's called Chico King. So people should be looking for these 12 packs in specialty shops.
Specialty shops, better beer stores, Whole Foods as well. They got a nice amount of it. But, you know, it landed New York City last week, the beginning of last week, so they're pretty scarce now.
So what's the Philly Fest going to be like on Saturday, since we're giving away tickets? So luckily for them, they get to have a festival with all those beers.
Yes. So all the brewers are going to be in attendance. We're going to be pouring these 12 collaborations. We also invited every single brewery listed under the Brewers Association within a 300-mile radius of Philly. So I think we've got a total of 180 other brewers participating, each pouring two beers each. Along with that, touring with the Beer Camp Across America tour, they've got this mini circus thing going on. I haven't seen it personally yet. I've seen it on Instagram pictures, but people walking around in stilts, clowns juggling around,
homebrewers in cages,
drunk people.
We can't make fun of homebrewers, though, can we, Robert?
No.
Homebrewers are the good guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're the people that really, really enjoy craft beer because they really understand it from the inside.
Everybody was a homebrewer once.
That's true.
All right. So, you know, the beer camp used to be what Sierra would take, what, beer enthusiasts, bartenders from across the country, bring them to Sierra Nevada, right?
Yeah, it's a program we started maybe 4 years ago. We did it as an industry thing where we would select top accounts in different regions, pair them up with people from other parts of the country that they might not know, create a camaraderie through email. They kind of talk about what kind of beer they want to brew, and then our brewmasters kind of put all that together and make it come to life at the brewery. And after the program, everybody goes back to their respective bars with 3 or 4 kegs each and shows it off at their bar.
So this time you had just 12 select breweries.
Yeah, the brewers, all close personal friends of Ken Grossman at Sierra Nevada. You know, these are the people that they've been trading secrets with, you know, throughout the years of craft brewing. They've just kind of grown together.
So, Robert, for your pro-am, it's similar process, right? I mean, collaboration is collaboration.
Yeah, we didn't do a specific pro-am event where the professional brewer was going to collaborate on a recipe. But what we found is the professional brewers have been really, really open to this process and really open to meeting with a home brewer and, like, passing on that information that they have. And in the case of Single Cut, they're even sharing yeast. And we find that our home brewers are actually collaborating on the recipe and getting pointers from the professional brewers.
Zach, what do you think is the market is for special collaboration beers?
I think it really depends on what's coming out. If this is like the really limited release stuff, you know, like the bigger markets, I think the stuff disappears so quickly, it becomes kind of hard to get your hands on it if you're an average guy. But the market for this stuff is anyone who is as adventurous as the brewers themselves, who's looking to try, you know, a style that's, you know, off the beaten path. You know, in this country, we're kind of down to that anyway. We're not limited or constrained. And I think anyone who's just getting into the idea of a non-traditional style and someone who's been drinking beer, homebrew beer, even for like 25 years, this is something that anyone's going to want to drink and want to try. I mean, I know already, my phone's off the hook with people trying to get this stuff for themselves, and it's really cool to see the reaction in a city like New York. I can't speak for any other place, but I'm pretty sure you plunk this down in any city in the country and they're going to want to try it.
That's fun. What's the next beer we're trying?
I just popped open the Electric Ray, and that's our collaboration with Ballast Point. It's an IPL.
Cool. I got a score sheet. I'm circling everything. So, Yvonne, like, you're here. You were at Oscar Blues, and then Bell's came to town. Talk about beers you couldn't get. That's what's fun about this beer camp series is a lot of the breweries, like, what don't we get here?
Three Floyds. We don't get
Russian River,
yeah.
Ninkasi.
Ninkasi.
No, we just got Ninkasi, actually. They're in New York now.
Bell's just up until February.
Yeah, Bell's is a new kid. New Glarus.
Yeah, I mean, just from our standpoint, where Jan and I are coming from on the brewery side, you know, being cogs in the brewery machines, it's awesome having these kinds of beers come out, because it's kind of you know, flips the script on us and gives us a little change of pace, which is pretty awesome. I think I'd love to see more of it. Obviously, I'm always like trying to hear, oh, who are we collabing with next? What are we going to collab with? Oscar Blues, when I was there, they collaborated with a bunch of different breweries. I know Bell's, this is one of their first real big collaborations, and it's pretty awesome to see, like, just from our standpoint, coming from Michigan, the Bell, you know, Bell's is one of the oldest breweries east of the Mississippi, and obviously Sierra Nevada's the big boy on the block, and just having these two breweries come together, just all these guys, is an unbelievable experience, and something really cool that kind of flips the script on all of us.
I mean, Yvonne's right. Like, it's really cool to see how, like, in an industry like this, there's so little, there's so much camaraderie that's comes out of just day-to-day stuff. I came from media before I worked in beer, and you'd never see stuff like this happen in that. Even in wine, in the wine world, you don't really get the same kind of brotherhood feeling you get when you get a bunch of brewers in a room. So it's fun to see this stuff. This is my third one that we're trying here. 3 for 3 so far, and how good they came out.
And Jen, you guys really rolled out in a unique way in New York City. I remember the beginning of the month, you were at Mug's Ale House, and you had 12 kegs.
Yep.
And last week, I was at Blind Tiger. So how did you single out which accounts would get the kegs? And
you know, accounts that have supported us throughout the years through thick and thin. You know, Pale has gone through so many transformations throughout the year from, you know, back in 1980, it was the hoppiest.
Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Yes, yeah. Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. Was the hoppiest beer on the market in 1980.
Now, Pale was my first dog's name.
Wow.
No. That's the thing with you insiders. You're like, Pale's this, Pale's that. I'm like, what's Pale? What's my first dog? You know. All right, now we're getting weird. And who's the last guy that just came in? He looks familiar.
Sorry, I'm late. This is Brendan with Oscar Blues Brewery.
All right. This is the new Oscar Blues guys. And so what beer did you guys make?
So we came up with the Can Fusion. It's a rye bock. It's a pretty interesting beer from my standpoint, because, you know, our head brewers came together and talked about the beer and what they wanted to do, and they decided to should we open it first before
let's pop
about
it up.
We decided to put some interesting malts in there, including a specialty malt from Colorado Malting that they were really going with. What they wanted to do was actually come up with a flavor profile instead of, you know, going after a single type of malt that, you know, we want to create this from that. We want a flavor profile that we're going to get from it. And the flavor profile that they're actually going after was basically toasted salted popcorn and then kind of like a hint of agave nectar in there as well. So really touching on some of that salty, some of that sweet, a lot of just different flavors, and then throwing in a bunch of in very Oscar Blues style. Throwing in a bunch of malts, both bittering in the whirlpool, and then also just at the end to really get some of that strong flavor at the end from the hops. So it's a pretty cool version of a bock. I personally love rye, and I think it just creates a lot of body. There's also some red wheat malt in there as well to give some full flavored characters to it. So it's a pretty cool beer.
All right, hey, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to have the guys on the Sierra Nevada Beer Train coming to New York City by phone on Beer Sessions Radio. All right.
So you like good beer. Whether you're a craft beer pro or just had your first sip of an IPA, GreatBrewers.com is your number one beer resource on the internet. GreatBrewers.com bridges the gap between the world's great brewers and the consumers who enjoy their products. With so much information and misinformation out there, GreatBrewers.com focuses on education and leaves no stone unturned. Take the Great Beer Test on their website and browse through an extensive product catalog. Download their mobile Beer Cloud app, which includes a GPS beer finder, a beer sommelier, and descriptions for over 5,000 different brews. What are you waiting for? Back up that passion for craft beer with some solid information and education. Visit GreatBrewers.com today.
I
Hey, welcome back to Beer Sessions Radio on the Heritage Radio Network. And heritageradionetwork.org has membership drive. It just finished, and I think that a lot of new people joined. Check it out, heritageradionetwork.org. We're so proud to be on this network. All right, so we're talking about the Sierra Nevada Beer Camp Across America beers. We're on our like fourth or fifth beer already. And Brandon from Oscar Blues, he just popped a can of the Reibach. But right now, the special part of the show is we've got a number of brewers who are part of Beer Camp Across America. They're on a train coming from Syracuse on their way to New York City. I know that who's on the phone right now?
Is that you, Bill?
Bill from Sierra.
Bill, how are you, buddy?
I'm well, man. How are you?
Great. I'm with Jan and some of their guys, Oscar Blues guy, Bell's guy, and some New York City beer guys.
What's up, Bill?
Great.
We're hanging out. So who's on the train with you right now? Because that sounds like a great collection.
We've got a whole bunch of people that are taking the train ride from Chicago into New York tonight. So a bunch of people from Sierra Nevada, a bunch of people from Ballast Point. We've got Jimmy Floyd from Ninkasi. We're with Joey Redner, the owner of Cigar City Brewing, a whole contingency representing the Asheville Brewers Alliance. We've got Rob Todd, owner of Allagash. And I think that's down the list, unless somebody's milling around in back so far. It's hard to see.
Well, but how about who's closest to you? Because we're tasting through all the collaboration beers. So is Rob Todd right there?
Rob's hanging out here. You want me to,
let's get Rob on, because we're going to pop his beer right now, the There and Back English-style bitter. No, that's not a different one. Jan's going to tell you.
That's not
even I'm confused.
That's the Myers.
All right. So, from Allagash, it's the Myron's Walk. Hey, Rob Todd, are you on right now?
Oh, you're here. Hang on one second. Here's Rob Todd. Hey, this is Rob.
Hey, Rob, this is Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. Yeah, we're tasting through all the different Beer Camp Across America beers tonight on the show.
Cool.
And we just opened up your Myron's Walk. Do you want to tell us a few things about it?
Yeah, so it's kind of, we looked at it as an opportunity to kind of take two of the key elements of each of the beer, the Sierra Nevada beers and the Allagash beers, and combine them. So it's got that Pacific Northwest hop character that you get in the Sierra Nevada beers with the Cascades, and then it's fermented out with the Allagash Belgian yeast strain, and it's a nice, they work well together. It's a nice balance between them. The beer came out great. We're very happy with it.
Yeah, it's great. We're drinking it right now on the air. And then this week, you guys are going to go up to Portland, Maine, right?
Yep. We're riding the train out in New York, and then I'm going to head right up to Portland, and then everyone else gets up a day or so later, and we've got the fest in Portland Friday from noon to 5, and it's in a great spot. It's a real, real cool spot, kind of right near the train line, so it's easy to get there by train, by bus, and there's a ton of excitement right now in Portland. I think it's going to be very well attended.
Great. Is there anything you want to say in particular about more about the Myron's Walk and your experience with the Beer Camp Across America?
We've always had a lot of admiration for Sierra. And, I mean, they've been pioneers in the business. And it was a ton of fun working with them. I think the beer really does, like I said, express a lot of the key elements of each of the breweries, the hops with the Sierra and the Belgian yeast strain with Allagash. It was a blast doing the project.
Yeah, I can taste the Allagash yeast in it.
Yeah, absolutely. This is fantastic.
Thanks.
My name is Zach. I'm one of the owners of a beer bar in East Village called Alphabet City Beer Co. Love your beers. Yeah. This is a fantastic job.
Thanks. Yeah, and another thing I'll mention, that the name Myron's Walk, so Myron Avery was the one that basically came up with the long trail concept, and that trail essentially connects, I mean, not door-to-door, but pretty close to door-to-door, the new brewery near Asheville and Allagash Brewing. So the trail kind of starts down in North Carolina near the Sierra Brewery and ends fairly near Allagash up in Maine.
Oh, that would be a good trip. That's like the Appalachian Trail, isn't it?
Yeah,
close, man.
To it, yeah.
Old school New England. Yeah. And we got Robert Sherrell, he's one award-winning home brewer. Robert, do you want to ask Rob any technical questions about the beer?
No, I just want to say I love your beer. Like, I just love your beer.
Love fest. All right, Rob.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, thanks. Give us back Bill. Thank you, buddy.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
We're live with the train's coming to New York with all the brewers for Beer Camp Across America. It's pretty
get
exciting.
Ready, New York.
But, hey, Bill?
Yeah.
Hey, can we talk to one more brewer who's sitting right next to you?
Who else would you like to speak with?
I don't know. You got Ken or Joey Redner or Colby Chandler?
Yeah, yep. Ken is sitting right across from me. Here, I'll let you talk to him next. Here we go. Here's all Ken right. Grossman.
Hello, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, Ken, this is Jimmy Carboni, Beer Sessions Radio. We met once or twice. You're in New York for the Spiegelau IPA glass event.
Oh, yeah.
So we got Jan, your New York rep here, and some New York City beer guys. And we're tasting through right. The entire Beer Camp Across America collection.
Well, great.
So you want to tell us a little bit about how you got it started? Because we've been doing a few things with you guys in New York the whole month, and we think it's a great project.
It's been a ton of fun. We've got a really great group of brewers we've been working with, and we've been partying pretty much from Chico to San Diego to Denver, Chicago, and we're hitting New York and then on up to Portland, Maine. So it's been a fun project and great to work with these guys. A lot of mutual respect. A lot of the brewers really have been pioneers in their own regard in various ways, and we chose a handful of people we'd love to work with, and it's been a really fun project.
All right. What do you I know you guys are opening up in Asheville on Sunday.
We've been brewing for a couple months now. We're doing a big party. We won't be open for public tours for probably still a few weeks, but we'll be starting to invite people to tour the brewery here as soon as we wrap up some more of the final details.
That's great. What was it like for you? I mean, how long did it take to develop and open the brewery?
We started probably 5 years ago conceptually. I started working on the design maybe 4 years ago in earnest, and then we've been building for about 2.5 years. So it's been a pretty monumental project. It was a greenfield site, so we had to put in a lot of infrastructure, roads and water mains and gas lines and power and telephone and bridges and wastewater treatment, so it's been a pretty encompassing project.
Hey, Ken, this is Jan here. I was wondering if you can shed some light on these text messages that I've been getting. I've been tasked with finding some ingredients for you guys to use on the tour bus from New York City to Portland. Something involving a Mr. Coffee Pod and a Berliner Weiss yeast strain. What's going on over there?
We came up with the idea. We should have done it a little bit earlier in the road trip, but my son and the Ballast Point folks start talking about let's brew some beer. So we're going to hopefully tomorrow. We'll probably start actually after tomorrow and do a mash, and we got some ingredients and yeast, and we're going to ferment it on the bus. We're in a tour bus, typically a band bus, but we're a band of brewers, so I guess it works. And we're going to be brewing on our way between Portland, Maine, and back to North Carolina.
You know, you guys did such a great job rolling out the beer camp. We've had a couple events in New York at Mug's Ale House, Blind Tiger last week. I've tried a lot of the beers. Jan, what's the next beer we're going to try? And then maybe Ken can tell us about it.
Let's see. Ken, do you have a personal favorite, or I'm just going to pick one from randomly here? Torpedo Pilsner?
I don't have a personal favorite. I think they're all really unique and different beers. It's a pretty eclectic mix. A lot of the brewers wanted to do either things that they didn't normally do or a way that they could blend what their breweries did and what Sierra Nevada did. And in some cases, people just wanted to sort of go off on a different tangent. So whole range of beers, and nobody came to it thinking we were going to have a bunch of IPAs, so there's quite a variety.
So this Jan just poured the Firestone Walker, the Torpedo Pilsner. It's pretty great.
Yep. That's a pretty great one, yep. I've been drinking quite a bit of that. We actually had a keg of that on the bus, and John Mallett's beer we started out with. So we had a lighter lager and a breakfast beer, and we've been trying to switch it up as much as we can with all the different beers.
You know, one thing I wanted to ask you about is you guys moving into Asheville, North Carolina. So the entry you have, it says the Asheville Brewers Alliance. How have the brewers there? Yeah, how have they welcomed you, and you know, what kind of community is it like there?
It's a great brewing community. I think we were pretty well welcomed. We've got quite a few of the Asheville brewers on board with us today, and we've really felt welcomed the community, and we've tried to work with brewers as best we can and to have it be a positive experience for both of us.
Well, it's great. It's amazing. I mean, you're definitely defining what a brewer is supposed to be. You guys are coming, like you said, you're building roads and infrastructure, and you know, an important part of the community. That keeps coming up a lot, doesn't it? How important breweries, especially craft brewers, are to America.
Well, our inefficiency as an industry and the craft brewing industry adds a lot of jobs, and we employ a bunch of people and pay good wages and hopefully have jobs that people love to come to every day. So I think that the craft brewing industry has really been a pretty positive force helping the economy out.
That's great. I feel like I had to ask you one big picture question, but we're really just trying to enjoy the beers, you know, and we love what you guys do. So I think what's the next beer you're going to open, Jan, since we got Ken?
I'll open the Tater Ridge.
All right.
The Asheville Alliance Club.
We got a home brewer, we got a beer bar owner, got a couple guys here. So
the Tater Ridge, you want to speak with somebody from Asheville?
That'd be great. Thank you, Ken.
Okay, here you go. How's it going?
Oh, hey, this is Beer Sessions Radio in New York City. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? This is good, Joe man. Rowland, the owner of the Dana Hale Brewing Company out of Asheville, and currently serve as the president of the Asheville Brewers Alliance.
That's great. We've talked to some guys from one of our producers, Justin Kennedy, is from North Carolina, and we've been friendly with Wicked Weed. We've had them on the show a few times. Yeah, so we know a lot about Asheville.
Awesome, man.
So how did you come up with this recipe for the Tater Ridge? Because it's pretty great.
Highlands Brewing is the oldest brewery in North Carolina, and one of the first beers they made is called Celtic Ale. That became Gaelic Ale. I have a nod to the Scottish beers. They brewed that beer. So when we were talking about the concept for what we would brew, we definitely wanted to include these guys. And Luke from Wicked Weed had the idea to incorporate sweet potatoes because North Carolina is the biggest producer of sweet potatoes. So we got everybody that had the ability to grill them up or smoke them up or what to do that. Toss them into the beer. Give it a little bit of extra kind of added flavor.
Robert, what do you think of the Tater Ridge?
I think it's delicious. Great. Do you find that the red potato actually gives it a bit of dryness?
I can see that.
I think it's delicious.
A higher, ABV. I think that kind of adds to it as well.
Yeah.
All right. This is fantastic. I also enjoy this beer. Good job.
Yeah. So, we're looking forward to hearing a lot more about what you guys are doing in Asheville. And we're going to hang up because the connection's gone, but we got a lot more to talk about here on Beer Sessions Radio. We'll take a short break. Thanks for joining us, guys. All right. Rock on. Welcome back to Beer Sessions Radio on the Heritage Radio Network. Jimmy Carboni from Jimmy's Number 43 and the Good Beer Seal. Wow, we're wrapping up July Good Beer Month. Had a lot of great things going on, including Sierra Nevada brought their beer camp across America to town. We've had guys from Bell's, Oscar Blues, Sierra Nevada on, Zach from ABC Beer Company, and Robert Sherrell from the Pro-Am award-winning home brewers group, whatever they are. Everyone's making collaboration beers these days, you know? We just talked to several brewers on the train coming to New York, Sierra Nevada, the Asheville Brewers Collective, a lot of great guys. Rob Todd from Allagash, that's always a treat. And we finally got to talk to Ken Grossman on the air. Jan, you work with with Ken, it must be amazing to work for him. I mean, he was one of the first guys that really got craft beer going.
It was. The first time I met him, I was a starstruck little fanboy. But
like, now you got a Sierra Nevada tattoo, right? You had the tattoo before you worked there, yeah. So, they were talking about collaborating, but it's been a pretty interesting month. And, you know, Yvonne from Bell's, tell us a little bit more about the beer camp across America. I mean, have you been going to the different cities and things?
I actually have not, just because I'm a little swamped here in New York City trying to put Bell's in the hands of every single New Yorker. But I've been to a bunch of different events, and it's pretty amazing. I'm just impressed that we're able to bring everybody together. Not that the camaraderie in the craft beer community isn't strong. It's just, you know, it's a lot of artisans and scientists coming together for this kind of trip is basically near impossible, and I think it takes like a brewery like Sierra Nevada to really get everybody together. It's an amazing
thing. This is like a presidential campaign.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
no, it's also like a really good excuse to drink together.
Well, it's kind of what homebrew guys do that a lot. You know, the program's coming up August 9th, right?
Yeah, August 9th at Covenhoven.
And Bitter and Esther is our good buddy John Lapolia.
Yeah, I love John. Yeah. John and Douglas are great guys. You know, I walked into that beer store. I walked into that homebrew supply store about 2 years ago, not really knowing anything about beer. And my life has changed completely in the past 2 years. And it's totally thanks to them being open and friendly and available to you at all times. Yeah, they're great guys.
Which places do you think that Covenhoven will have the Sierra Nevada Beer Camp Across America collection?
If they order early enough and if their union beer rep likes them, yeah.
I have had the double IPA. They had it there.
I think Alphabet City Beer Co. might be getting a little bit of it in. Rumor has it.
Are you going to sell it as a 12-pack?
Well, I don't know if we're going to have any of the 12-packs coming through, but I definitely am planning on bringing in as many of the kegs as I possibly can. So that'll be as exciting, if not more exciting. You get to sit down and enjoy it and try it side-by-side with some other stuff.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah, word has it there are a bunch of kegs coming in of all various collaboration beers here. All the beer camp beers are going to be available in the next couple of weeks.
All right. What was the last one we just tasted? This is...
This one, I think this is the New Glarus, the There and Back.
Yeah, better.
Yeah.
Talking to the mic, Yvonne. One thing I noticed is all these beers have certain kind of spiciness to it, or spicing. Is that just like the...
I mean, yeah, it's whole cone hops. That's the I guess, brightness and apparentness of what whole cones can do versus pellets and other variations of the hop. Our only stipulation with these beer camp collaborations were you had to use whole cone hops and no wild yeast strains. Other than that, it's free reign.
Jimmy, this English-style bitter here from New Glarus is another example of a brewery that we can't get in New York. New Glarus, they only distribute – they're one of the most – they really impressed the heck out of me. I mean, they do 100,000 barrels in Wisconsin alone. That's it. They don't go anywhere else, just the state of Wisconsin. So it's a pretty damn cool feat for a one-state brewery.
Zach, at ABC Beer Company, are there other out-of-state breweries that we can't get in New York that your customers ask for?
I mean, it's every day there's something different. We are getting a phone call about Bell's every day since we opened until the day we got the beer. About when we're going to get Two-Hearted on the shelves and everything else that they carry. Russian River, I played kind of a cruel joke April Fool's Day. The first year we were open, I put up on our beer menus page that we had Pliny the Elder on draft, and we had four people show up. One guy drove as far as from Philly to pick it up. And when he showed up, I felt bad. I bought him a couple beers because I felt so bad. He said he was more mad at himself than he was at me. So it just shows you that New York, you know, we're hungry. A lot of people, it's a hard market to enter. So being able to have a little beer passport like this where you can just pick it up at one stop. He drove from South Jersey just outside of Philly, he said. So he felt pretty embarrassed, but I made it worth his while. He wasn't too angry when he left, so...
This sounds pretty. What's the next one you poured, Jan?
This one's Ivan the Great, our collaboration with Russian River.
Thank you.
Ivan the Great.
It's definitely named after me. It's just about there.
And Brandon, for Oscar Blues, like, what are they doing for this project? I mean, you guys do a lot for community. I know after the, whatever it was, the landslides.
We had the Candade Foundation that was actually a project that Dale had wanted to start for a long time. And it just happened to be started, the time that it was started, it coincided with the flood that happened
in our hometown and our home area, really devastated Lions, which is where we started as a restaurant and music venue, turned into a brew pub and turned into the brewery that we now are. The Canadian Foundation has, we raised over $500,000 before the end of 2013, from September to the end of 2013. And now we're over $1 million that's been raised, and all of that has gone towards restoring Lions as a community. We were very fortunate in that our brewery and our facilities weren't actually damaged at all, but a lot of the people that worked for us, their homes and their livelihoods, you know, their surroundings were completely destroyed. So really helping to revitalize that town and a town that we're very much a part of and very happy to call home. So that's definitely a great thing that's been a part of me working for Oscar Blues, is knowing that we like to give back to our community and make sure that the community we live in is well taken care of. So it's a very cool thing to have.
And are you going up to Portland or to Philly?
Unfortunately not. I've got a friend who's being kind of an a-hole and getting married, so I have to go and be a part of his marriage. He's ruining all the fun for me. No, I'm just kidding. But unfortunately, no, I can't make it up to those events, unfortunately. But I'm sure they're going to be a blast. I wish I could be there.
So what's the next beer, Jan? This is the most beers we've ever tasted on air.
Oh, by far.
We'll make it through a three or four in a show.
Yeah, we usually take a cab home.
I'm getting overwhelmed. I mean, this is pretty intense.
Thank God we're in New York.
We've got the Victory Alt Root right now. It's an alt beer. Victory, obviously known for their German style lagers. 6.6% ABV.
I can imagine how much coordination goes. I know that locally, I've been part of the Six Point does their annual Beer for Beasts event, which benefits the Humane Society. And every year they have at least 20 different people collaborate with their small brewery in Red Hook, Brooklyn. And each year we've made a Ray Dieter Memorial beer. That's going to be in September this year again. We're going to go August 28th. A couple of the friends from the show will all make, with Heather McReynolds, who's the brewer at Red Hook, we're going to make some kind of Dunkelweiss beer, made with smoky malt. Something a few years ago, Ray Dieter took a bike tour with Dan Shelton, and there's a lot of stories like that. But the idea of these collaboration events, Six Point's been doing it. They did it with Beer Advocate, and the homebrewers do it all the time. So I can see the scale of this. But cheers to Sierra Nevada. Cheers. Ken Grossman, thanks for coming on the air. Our buddy Rob Todd.
Cheers.
This is cool. You guys wrap it up. Tell me what's going on in the world of beer.
I just want to say real quick, speaking of Ray Dieter, just when I was a very young beer rep working for a macro distributor, and I didn't really know what I was doing, and I was down in the East Village, he was the nicest and first person to ever ask me or tell me that to leave an account, because I didn't have anything to sell him. And that was my beginning of my relationship with that gentleman. He was awesome. He was a great guy. So just had to throw that out there.
Yeah, no, it's a fun project. This is Six Point Beer for Beasts, and I know that Shane over there is an animal lover, and he got involved with the Humane Society. It's like the fourth year, I think, that it's happening. But if any of you guys want to come on board and make a Beer Sessions beer, it's good experience. We all go there and bond, and every year we try to think of what happened in Ray's life. For the last couple of years, we made London-style porters and, going around, so... All right, let's just drink a little bit and hang out. This is intense. So tomorrow night we're going to be at DBGB, that very fancy Daniel Blue beer restaurant on the Bowery, and we're going to be there for the dinner. So all the brewers are going to be there.
Tickets, as far as I know, are still available. SierraNevada.ticketleap.com.
For a beer dinner, it's expensive, but for a fancy dinner, it's not that expensive.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime shot. You're not going to get all these brewers and brewery principals in one spot for one dinner. We're doing it family style. It's a 5-course dinner, communal tables.
12 beers.
And lots of beers, yes.
Wow. And all on draft?
All on draft.
That's amazing. You know, one thing, I don't know if you do this, Zach. I know when Muggs did, they had 12 of the Beer Camp beers on, and last week Blind Tiger. I have a hard time doing that. I don't really like to put so many beers on at once. I like to have more of a flow, changing beers as they go. I feel like It's hard to manage, definitely, you know. And I don't think all the beers always move either.
No, well, that's always the problem. When you do rotating lines like that, you have to be wary. Someone walks on the front door and they realize that there's a bunch of one brewery up on, you know, it's kind of set some people off. But And especially given that it's summer right now, it's not easy to sell like a, you know, Imperial Stout or something like that. But I think with something like this, this kind of project, if I were sitting down at a dinner like this, or I walked into a bar with this kind of collaboration thrown up, I'd freak out as a New Yorker just because it's like, oh my God, Russian River. You guys are pouring that sort of thing right here. I have New Glarus is available. It's like,
and there's Vinny sitting inside.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Right. So it's a fanboy moment for sure. Like you could be just like John when he first met Ken years ago and he didn't have the tattoo yet, or did, I don't know.
That was a joke.
That was a joke.
I would say if you can't get into dinner, can actually regular customers go to the bar at DBGB tomorrow night?
Not tomorrow night. Not tomorrow during night. The dinner. Yeah.
But maybe on the way out.
On the way out.
Sneaking in. Yeah.
And we're going to kill those kegs.
How do you feel about, you know, when you go to your favorite beer bar? I mean, do you want to see like a big tap takeover? What are your expectations?
I mean, I love good tap beer takeovers. Drinker. I love tap takeovers. I mean, it gives you a real breadth of what the brewery does. I go to like Gloria DeBaldi's when they have their quiz night, and there's usually a tap takeover, and it gives me inspiration to create a new beer. Like I did a kind of a double sesh sort of beer that Finback made, because I learned what was in that beer, and it made me a better brewer. But I love trying new beers. I'm sort of a promiscuous drinker. I love trying new things.
You're promiscuous,
all the time.
Robert.
Yeah, you got it.
Bad boy.
I'm just promiscuous. Always.
Well, who just said that, Brandon?
Sorry.
You can't tell in this room who's talking right now. Everybody's kind of mumbling and
finishing up the beer.
It's all
case.
The beer.
This is the most beer we ever had in one
session. Yeah, absolutely. But it's all really good. So. So
this one's the Yonderbach from Cigar City. It's a tropical Maibach. I believe they use experimental hops in this.
I will say we've been lucky. We have had a lot of the brewers on our show before, and I'm just going to give a quick rundown. We've had a lot of Oscar Blues people on. Victory, Bill Kovaleski. Actually, he's going to come on this fall again. He's due back. We've had Rob Todd and his top brewer, Jason, on before. We've had a bunch of Asheville guys on. We've had Larry Bell, which was a huge interview for us last year. We've had Cigar City guys on a few times. So we know a lot of these guys, and I'm looking forward to this. So let's wrap it up. This is Sierra Nevada Beer Camp Across America. It's been a month in New York City, and we started in Mug's Ale House July 9th. Last week we were at Blind Tiger. Today we're at Beer Sessions Radio. Tomorrow at DBGB. And the lucky winner, again, check it out if you want to go to the big Beer Camp Festival in Philly this Saturday. You tweet at @beer_sessions. There's two sets of two tickets. Pretty awesome event. Let's wrap it up. Zach, what's going on this week with you?
Well, this week, like we said earlier, Thursday night, big night for us. We're finally getting our good beer seal, the award ceremony. I'm really excited. Thank you.
Yeah.
Really excited for that. It's our coming of age. We're not a baby anymore. I'm looking forward to that. My business partner and I are over the moon, pretty excited.
You guys do why? Because you can do great tastings.
We do great tastings. We focus on education. We rotate our taps with stuff that actually is good, not just stuff that, you know, happens to be available or sells well. We really put thought into what we're putting on our shelves and on our lines. So it's great to finally have that in our window. We'll be very proud to display that. And thanks to everybody who thought we were worthy. Cheers, guys.
Great job.
Cheers.
And Yvonne from Bell's, what's going on this week in New York City?
What's going on this week in New York City? Well, we're going to be doing, obviously, this massive, incredible dinner tomorrow night. A lot of Bell's folks are going to be there. I'm super excited about that. Also, we've got some stuff coming down the pipe from the brewery, a little specialty drops here and there, a little splashes of hop solution, and our Planet series is coming out at the end of the month, so we're really super excited. Yeah,
I'll tell you a secret about that. I was talking to the classical station in New York City, WQXR.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Someone at the station mentioned, wow, there's this brewery called Bell's doing it's a Planet series, but it's based on classical music, isn't mm-hmm. it?
It is. It's a series based on a gentleman's name I can't pronounce very well, but he was a composer, is a European composer who basically did the Planets, did a symphony on the Planets, and these beers are based on that symphony. And the first one that's coming out is Mars, and it's coming out it'll be in bottles, and you'll be seeing smatterings of it around New York City. I'm sure gentleman next to me here will have a case or two at his establishment.
That's going
to
be great. We should definitely talk about that. And our award-winning homebrewer Robert Sherrell, One more time, August 9th?
August 9th, the New York Pro-Am Brew Pit. Tickets are on sale now at Brown Paper Tickets. The best way you can get a link to it is going to bitterandesters.com. They're $25 in advance, $30 at the door, and we'll see you there. Two sessions, 1 right. to 3 and 3:30 to 5:30.
In January, we're going to sum up the Beer Camp Across America.
Yes, we just cracked open our last bottle. It's the Double Latte from Ninkasi. It was actually brewed with some Stumptown coffee. That.
So we really tasted all coffee. 12 beers on the air.
All 12 beers. This is a Kodak moment, definitely.
So has anyone done this yet? Are we the first people to open the whole case in one sitting like
in
this?
In one sitting, yep.
Yeah.
On air.
Congratulations, guys. Congratulations.
And Brandon, Oscar Blues?
I mean, this has obviously been a great experience for me, just getting to know more people involved in the beer industry and getting to experience some of these awesome beers. I know that Oscar Blues is really excited to be a part of it, and we just really enjoy being a part of the community. As I know was touched on earlier, you know, the beer community is that. It's a community. It's not an industry where we're trying to eat each other and rip each other apart. We are a community, and we all flourish when we all do well. So
you guys are awesome. And just thanks to our call-in guests, there's a train coming to New York City right now with the Sierra Nevada Beer Camp Across America. Thanks. We talked to Bill Manley of Sierra Nevada, Ken Grossman, who's the founder of Sierra Nevada Brewery, if you're going to call in for that. There's so much stuff to talk about. Come on. Add Beer Underscore Sessions. Win the tickets to Philly. Come on. Do it. And our good buddy Rob Todd from Allagash and the guys from Asheville. So we had some Joe Rowland Asheville Brewers Alliance. So lots been going on here in New York City. July Goober Month is winding down. We had a great month. It's still not done. Good beer is on Thursday. And thanks, everybody. I'd like to thank our sponsors at greatbrewers.com who helped to bring this podcast to you tonight. And thanks to everybody who's in the room. Got Jan, Robert, Zach, Yvonne, Brendan, and our calling guests. Again, I'm Jimmy Carboni. Thanks to our producers, Maggie Seiden and Justin Kennedy, our engineer, Jack Inslee. Thanks for listening. See you next time on Beer Sessions Radio. All right.
Peace. Yeah.
Beer. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.